You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Jennifer Lobianco, a partner and chief strategic officer of Eightfold, that heads up client services and brings a critical eye to the development of all strategic client initiatives. Jen, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks so much for having me.
Hello, and you are so welcome. So where did you get your start, Jennifer?
Well, Eric, you know, after years of working for other people, like so many of us, both client and agency side for different marketing firms, my partner and I decided that it was about time to do it for ourselves. We had worked with a lot of different brands, strategic brand marketing and creative and design services, and we decided a couple years ago to give it a go. We wanted to really format a business based on our own goals and objectives, and that's what we've been doing for the past couple of years.
Well, what makes you different in the industry, Jennifer?
Well, that's a really good question, because all of our, you know, our clients are looking for different marketing firms and interviewing different marketing firms for their different programs. And what we really think at Eightfold, what makes us different, is that we like to provide strategic thinking before a client asks, and oftentimes for free. So even before the economic crisis and before I had my own firm, my partner and I always believed in the idea of giving before asking for something. So for example, you know, a prospective client comes to us and has a specific marketing need, and we can draw up a proposal and we can write in costs. That's totally appropriate. But unless we provide something above and beyond the scope, and we show, you know, we put our neck out there and we put some skin in the game, a client doesn't really have that ability to understand where you're going to take them and how you're going to take them to the next level. So for us, you know, we really, you know, like I said, we really put our strategic thinking out there first. They hire us for our thinking ultimately, not just our design skills. Design shops are a dime a dozen. We're a strategic marketing company. So we love to show that thinking first for free. And then based on that, you know, 99.9% of the times we're awarded the project based on that thinking and not on price. You never want to compete on price. And we haven't found a firm yet that does that like we do.
So what does integrated creative works mean, and what does all that entail?
Well, integrated creative works is a tagline that we use with Eightfold. And for us, it's really about figuring out what marketing strategy applies best to a specific business. You know, because it's really important to integrate with a brand or what currently a brand is doing rather than competing with it. So, for example, if a company comes to us and asks us for help in the social media landscape and how to market better in social media and on the digital platform, there's a lot of different tactics that we can employ to meet those goals. However, some of them compete directly with what the brand is currently trying to achieve. So for us, it's about trying to find those specific things that will help bring the brand to the next level, but and also fit with them inherently what they're doing now. You know, not all social media vehicles, for example, work for all businesses. And even more importantly, you know, when unmanaged, it can hurt a business. So when someone is looking for direction, we make sure that we apply it to what they're currently doing with their business, make sure that all stakeholders best understand it, and it integrates with what they're working on.
Today we are joined by Jennifer Lobianco, a partner and chief strategic officer of Eightfold, that heads up client services and brings a critical eye to the development of all strategic client initiatives here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What types of clients do you serve?
That's a good question, and we're often asked that by prospects. And it really is, I like to tell people that we're nicheless. We don't serve a specific client type or industry. And that's not because, you know, we need to take on every job or we just want to roll in as many billable hours as we can. It's more about loving the idea of learning and growing personally and professionally, my partner and I. So we like to work with different businesses across different vertical industries and solve different types of problems. So whether it's, you know, carving out a new brand position for an established brand that's been around for 50 years, or it's helping, you know, a chain restaurant expand online, a restaurant that might be new to a specific market, it's always challenging and fun. So whether it's B2B or B2C, we'll definitely listen to a client's needs.
What are your or has been your biggest challenge as an entrepreneur?
Well, it's a good question because, you know, when you go in starting your own business, you have a certain idea of how you want to run your business and how you want to grow. And a big competitive advantage for Eightfold is that we have vast experience, but we're very nimble, and we have low overhead, so we can keep our costs attractive. But that's also been one of our biggest challenges because we often work with third-party resources for specific unique projects. But finding the right resources that have the same level of service and professional integrity that Eightfold has been challenging. You know, the resources are plentiful, but finding the right one that aligns with Eightfold can be somewhat tricky sometimes.
In conclusion, in less than 60 seconds and standard here on Enterprise Radio, what advice could you lend to the entrepreneur listening in to this show that's desiring to start a business or to initiate a creation of their own by putting it on the map in the marketplace?
I would say the most important thing is don't focus on billable hours. When you're starting your own business, it's really difficult and it's hard to figure out everything when it comes to dollars and cents. But if you put your neck out there and you offer up value-added ideas and thinking to clients and really help them without having them pay for it at the beginning, it'll eventually come back to you and you'll be rewarded.
Makes a lot of sense. She is Jennifer Lobianco, a partner and chief strategic officer of Eightfold that heads up client services and brings a critical eye to the development of all strategic client initiatives. And the website is eightfoldworks.com. Jen, thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric, so much for having me. And check out eightfoldworks.com.
This is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.